702 Series Edition.
Series Edition time for this first episode. I really just want to catch up with all of you. What are your views? What are your views on the concept of retirement villages, homes, or whatever else it is that you want to visit? Now, the Series Edition is brought to you by Celebration Retirement Estate, Johannesburg's best kept secret in retirement and property investment. Are you a person who grew up with, you know, multiple generations in the home, but now times have changed where we are significantly busier? The families, whether it's a married couple or a single person, have the help of nannies, domestic workers. Now Gogo is in a position where maybe she is not in, is not able to be staying by herself. Is that the case for yourself? What did you discover in your experience? Now, I can tell you I've had multiple experiences when it comes to retirement villages or what some would deem as old age homes. From the times that I would go and support with charity, and I always had this perception that it was such a sad, sad thing of all these older people who maybe on Christmas don't even get visited. Conversation for another day as to why. And I remember one of the ones I visited was in Attridgeville. But then I had a completely different experience. Fast forward years and years later, my late friend had put her mom in. She's like, it's kind of like a retirement village, but not really, because people stay in their own property or apartment or kind of like a townhouse. And the reason that she put her mother there is because they take care of her. It is conducive for people of that age group. It is a place where you can go and play bridge. You can go and do all of these things. And then my view on retirement homes or estates kind of changed, because I was like, I realize I haven't seen this other side to it. And I'm not sure if those of you that are people of color or whatever cultural group or race you fall under, or of the view that, yo, the way life is going right now, I would prefer to have my mom or my dad in a place where I know somebody's giving them adequate attention. So I want to hear from you on 011-883-0702 in the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702 as we welcome our guest, Louise Martin, the CEO of Estate Living Publication. Louise, how are you doing?
Hi there. Thank you so much for the invite to join you in this topic. It's one close to my heart, and I would agree with you. Over the years, things have certainly changed.
Yes, they definitely has.
Just to put your sort of listeners into who we are into perspective. So Estate Living, we're a platform that works with residential communities, mixed use developments, community schemes, retirement villages. And the goal of our platform is to bring information to that whole property value chain. So developers, management, residents, investors, really to help people make the best possible decision for themselves and their families. And that's really where we're coming from when we look at residential community living. So the topic of retirement estates is a broad one, because we have to look at what the needs are for each. If you look at each individual investor, they have a different need. So for a retiring community or person that's over the age of 50, maybe they want to scale down. Maybe they want to move away from their kids. Maybe they want to move closer to their kids. Whatever their reason is for moving into that community, we find that the cornerstone of all community living schemes is security. And so regardless of, you know, where you are, who you are, security really has become that sort of backbone. I don't know if you would agree with me. when I make that statement.
And I'm just wondering, you know, even this word retirement, what does that really mean in the South Africa of today? Because, you know, there's retirement as in when the company says it's been real, you're 65, go on your merry way, here's your pension fund. That doesn't apply to politicians. And then there's the retirement, which some treat as their next life chapter, where they start completely new chapters. So I'm curious, from your perspective, when you think the concept of retirement, I think people have in mind, oh, it's a bunch of old people who like can barely do anything for themselves. They have bedpans and nurses come, and maybe sometimes they get abused and no one sees. Like, can you maybe paint the picture of what we are referring to? Because there are people who are 50 and have retired, but who are the people specifically that are looking at these particular spaces? Because I can imagine my parents now going into their 70s are not trying to stay in apartment complexes or townhouse complexes where there are young, rowdy people.
Absolutely. So I think when you look at retirement, I think it's first important to define what retirement, what type of retirement schemes you have. And this is what plays an important role, is the ownership or the rights around the land usage. So a retirement estate or village, they're either selling freehold property, so your own stand with your own garden and your own house, or sectional title, which is similar to apartments. So it's a own your house and the land around your house is sort of for common use, if you can say that, the parks, etc. And the management then play a big role in the upkeep of that area. And then, of course, what a lot of you might not know is the concept of life right, which is where you are buying the right to live in that unit for your lifespan and that of your partners. So this is the first part of your kind of journey when it comes to purchasing. Mm. So a person of the age of 40 could buy into a community scheme, freehold or sectional title, rent it out, never live there, and then at the age of 50, when they are of the right age to move in, could they move into a retirement community? And the way in which retirement communities operate vary as well. So as you mentioned, this old-fashioned kind of old people sort of slowly turning grayer in that space is kind of a bit of an older generation's way of seeing, as they say, what's it, the silent generation's way of seeing the world, that it's very institutionalized and, you know, it's kind of like a big old frail care center. That certainly has changed for a number of reasons. One, people of retirement age don't retire necessarily. Sometimes their side hustle becomes their hustle, and you've got a lot of active retirees. You know, people are healthier for longer, you know, if you're blessed with good health. And so the concept of sort of moving into a retirement village and having the burden of a frail care center that needs to be paid for through levies and all of that type of thing has sort of changed slightly. So you can buy into what's considered a retirement village that has a certain amount of medical care, sort of like panic buttons and things like that. And you can have a sort of very open lifestyle. The facility is like living in any estate almost, but your neighbors are slightly older. There's a lot of the sort of support structures in place. And should something happen to you, there are levels of care that are offered to you. And if you reach a point where those level of care is not sufficient, you then move, not necessarily move, but you yourself would be placed in a frail care or whatever is required.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, there's so much sort of variety and choice. But what we have seen in the industry over the last sort of 10 years, I would say, is this concept of aging at home. So you're moving into a property at a younger age, you're 50 plus. I'm 50 this year. It's no way, it's a near retirement. I still have a child in school and I got stuff to do.
You can just tell the child, listen, I'm retiring. You need to now figure your life out.
Yeah, best of luck, buddy. Yeah, no, absolutely. I don't see you. So you can, but some people, like you said, they move into a community. Instead of buying into an estate, which is going to cost you money, they move into a retirement community. They buy as a free, you know, sectional title or freeholding. They earn a capital appreciation on the property. Whatever that reasoning might be, it will be different from person to person. But this concept of a, you know, old-fashioned, institutionalized, you know, old-age home has certainly changed over the years as the demographic has changed.
Definitely. And I would like us on that note, there is a caller on the line to jump in. Lerato from Four Ways, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good.
Yes, sure. What an interesting topic, hey? Mm. I've got to say, like, I had my grandparents, or rather my grandmother, who went to a retirement home after my grandfather passed away. So I must say that situation was quite depressing. So this whole retirement estate thing is quite new to me.
Can you maybe share what was depressing about it? Because I get it, all our reference points, sides are not the same. And I gave two very different, the one where it's like, you know, people are in this little room, it's cold, no one's visiting. What was your experience that was so depressing for you?
Sure, it was quite a somber mood and it just wasn't lively. And you saw a lot of frail people and, yeah, pretty much like you said, there just wasn't much going on there. It just felt lifeless, to say the least.
So what is making you curious about what we're speaking about with retirement estates? Because what I loved for my friend's mom, who is still in this estate, is like even during COVID they were so strict, obviously with older people being frail, that you drop groceries off, the security is tight, and then every single morning they get a phone call for a health check. And then also later, especially those that had like blood pressure issues, a nurse would be there on site.
There would
be like an area they could go to for different activities during the day. There was a swimming pool. Does that sound more feasible to you?
Yes, absolutely. Because the thing is, the reality is that even my parents are retiring soon. So I wonder with them what their future would look like, because I wouldn't like for them to end up in that type of situation. Mm. So pretty much like what Luis said, you know, what the retirement estates now look like from what she said, I think that's definitely a more viable option for them. I would like for them to end up in something like that. But obviously, I'd like to find out more about it because, like I said, it is quite a new concept to me, because in my mind, I still have that visual of a very depressive, sort of morbid old age home that I remember my grandmother being in.
All right, thank you so much, Lerato from Voice, for coming in with that comment at that question. Louise, what are the trends that you're seeing? I think, you know, being a young black woman, for me, in my mind, the idea of putting my parents somewhere, it just feels foreign. Right. And are you seeing the trend sort of changing, because also lifestyles are changing and doing things like hiring a private nurse at home can be quite expensive, whereas maybe there is an option to say, hey, let's invest in this. We know that when you get to X stage of your life, you can move into this place. Are you finding more families that traditionally they go and live with their adult children are now exploring these type of setups?
I think that it's each person is very unique in their choices. And I think this is where what's important about any residential community property purchase, regardless of your age, it's what do you want? And you know, when you look at an estate, the critical mass, the size of the community, the levy stabilization, the management, all of these factors start to come into play. And people's personalities, I have to smile at Lerata's comment. You know, my parents are both still alive. My mom is in her 80s, and she absolutely has that same kind of image, that it's an old person's place for old people. And she said to me, I'm not an old person. I'm absolutely young. My father, who's a similar age, he's like, I would love to live in a retirement community because it's safe. And I know that my, you know, if something happened to me, my wife would still be safe. I want the social interaction. So it really, there really is a lot of sort of personal kind of choice that goes here. But, you know, you are, the fact that a retirement community does have elderly people in it, you know, you might move in there at 50 or 55, and there'll be a group of you that are at that age group, 60, 65, 70, but you will be, you know, with other people who might be as old as 80 or 85. And often people feel that, you know, they're too young to move into a retirement community, and the person is 90 years old. When it comes to the demographic of the family, I think there is a change. I mean, if you look at a buyer, a today buyer, Generation Z is a property purchaser. The older side of that is 27 years old. They're buying into a digital home, an apartment. They have a totally separate, different set of needs to what a previous generation needed, and so on and so forth. When they become retired, who only knows what they will require out of their community? So yes, I would say that from a, you know, different retirement communities comes with different price tags. So the difference is not necessarily the family unit and a racial sort of difference. It's a financial difference. Can you afford to put your mom and dad into a retirement space? And what quality of life will they have in that space? Because quality of life is what you're talking about. Yes. You want them to have a similar quality of life than what they experienced. And so we do see that where you're, instead of buying, you know, your kids move out, you buy into retirement, you don't live there, you invest, and then you move in later as an option. Children do place their family, you know, their parents into retirement communities. We're definitely seeing that. Health plays a huge factor in that role. Immigration is playing a big part of that as well. The youth are emigrating with their family, and their parents are not coming with. And that's definitely a separation of the family. And we see that a lot. Within certain residential communities, you have this multi-generational living where there are areas of the phases of the estate, which is designed specifically for those over the age of 55 or 60, but you as a family can still live on the same estate, and you're in walking, cycling distance to your grandparents or to your folks. That's quite common. We see a lot of that in up in KZN. It's quite a common model for retirement. We see a bit of it down here in the Western Cape as well, where organizations like, you mentioned Celebrations, but Evergreen, CPOA types of organizations are creating these mixed, multi-generational, mixed-use environments on the same estate, and you're in walking, cycling distance to your grandparents or to your folks. That's quite common. We see a lot of that in up in KZN. It's quite a common model for retirement. We see a bit of it down here in the Western Cape as well, where organizations like, you mentioned Celebrations, but Evergreen, CPOA types of organizations are creating these mixed, multi-generational, mixed-use environments. Like you mentioned Celebrations, but Evergreen, CPOA types of organizations are creating these mixed, multi-generational, mixed-use environments. When it comes to, I think another aspect is we have consider the city's plan. So, you know, you will find less and less spacious developments coming up. You know, finding that developments are smaller, the size of the units are smaller. So often a family who perhaps like to keep their mom and dad with them need to purchase a property of 5 or 6 bedrooms or 4 bedrooms or 3 bedrooms, 4 bedrooms. You don't often find those sizes coming up, in especially in sectional title units. So units are a little bit smaller. Yes. So that also could lead to the separation of the family.
So Louise, I want to very quickly read some of the messages. One is saying, the realities of real South Africans is that it's only a pipe dream. Those estates are for the rich. This is anonymous in Kempton Park. Another one says, you should discuss the levies with us definitely more. Another one says, I love the topics for today. Retirement in South Africa for people of color is important. It speaks to our Ubuntu values, and we've traditionally looked after our own elderly, but due to necessity for both parents to work, most children cannot take care of them. Quickly read some of the messages. One is saying, the realities of real South Africans is that it's only a pipe dream. Those estates are for the rich. This is anonymous in Kempton Park. Another one says, you should discuss the levies with us definitely more. Another one says, I love the topics for today. Retirement in South Africa for people of color is important. It speaks to our Ubuntu values, and we've traditionally looked after our own elderly, but due to necessity for both parents to work, most children cannot take care of their parents. We need to talk about age in home with a care giver as an alternative, or a retirement village and home, talking townhouse for over 50s. Another important topic to cover is how many elderly have been robbed of their lifetime savings and retirement investment by malicious developers who set out to scam senior citizens. An example is a half-finished development. I'm not going to say where it is, but it is under a case with the Hawks. Very quickly, let's go to Baisi in Four Ways. Baisi, you sent your mother to a retirement village. How was it?
Not me. Fine. Send their mom to the village after their father passed on.
Oh, but you see, your line is not well. It's just developers who set out to scam senior citizens. An example is a half-finished development. I'm not going to say where it is, but it is under a case with the Hawks. Very quickly, let's go to Baisi in Four Ways. Baisi, you sent your mother to a retirement village. How was it?
Not me. Fine. Send their mom to the village after their father passed on.
Oh, but you see, your line is not well at all, and I'm so sorry with us trying to get that. But the great thing is, this is a series. We're going to be talking about it for the next few weeks. In closing, Louise, what would you like to share about what we are discussing as retirement estates as an option?
Absolutely. You know, everything that you comment on there, some of the questions coming from the are all very relevant. It's important to identify who the developer is before you make a plan, a purchase, especially if it's off plan. You have the right to ask about the financial position of that development. And if you're purchasing with an estate agent, you need to get a copy of the rules and the regulations. You need to make sure that you understand, get asked for an AGM or latest annual financial statements. Those are your rights. It's important if you want your pets, if you grandkids to sleep over. All of these little things are very, very important. It's also to understand your responsibility when it comes to the medical facilities, what's happening in the common property. You know, buying into a state part or whatever community, however it looks, if it is walking around the community, don't necessarily be fooled by beautiful gardens. Make sure you understand the maintenance.
Thank you so much for your time. This will be a series that we continue. Head over to estate-living.co.za for more information.